Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, this is the week you love if you have to be on the east side of the city. It's UN General Assembly Week. Hundreds of world dignitaries, as you've been hearing, are hitting the Big Apple. And that includes President Biden later today for his speech tomorrow. But it means that streets and parts of avenues will be sporadically closed, which is no fun if you're trying to get around. Our Glenn Shuck breaking it down for us this morning.
Well, certainly not fun if you're trying to park around here. In fact, it's probably going to be impossible. 130 world leaders, huge protests, gridlock. Here's an example, NYPD Traffic Chief Michael Pilecki.
On 2nd Avenue from 42nd Street to 57th Street, there'll be a coned lane on the east side of the street for medium and high-level escorts. 2nd Avenue will have three lanes of traffic moving south, with no parking allowed between 42nd Street and 57th Street.
Stressful? Yeah. Here's Jimmy, the limo driver.
A lot of people that don't need to be in the city will not be traveling to the city. Most people are going to try to work from home this week. I totally agree. I would stay home if I could, too.
Oh, and the president's here specifically, too. Like, Biden's coming. It's not just closed. I mean, these things are shut down, and they're shut down for a while. So
It's going to be an extremely tough week.
Good luck. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here near the UN.
A 23-year-old man is recovering today after being stabbed multiple times on an MTA bus in Inwood last night. Police say the victim got into a dispute with someone around 10 o'clock on the BX12 bus. He was taken to a hospital and is in stable condition. Police are looking for the suspects. Students at St. John the Baptist School in Suffolk County are mourning the victims of a car crash. They killed one teenager and left four more fighting for their lives.
Principal Vincent Albrecht is in shock and sadness over the horrific crash that left a senior here at St. John the Baptist High School on life support.
It's just tragic. I have been heartbroken all weekend.
Authorities say a 33-year-old driver ran a red light and crashed into the car with five teenagers inside. 18-year-old Riley Goot died. Bella Trezza is on life support, and her brother and two other teenage passengers seriously injured.
We have guidance counselors and clergy available for our students.
A vigil will be held tonight at the school. Hundreds of people are expected to attend. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in West Islip, Long Island.
More lawsuits have been filed in connection to that deadly Farmingdale Long Island High School bus crash last September. The family of 43-year-old band director Gina Pelletier, who died in the crash, said the bus company failed to properly inspect the bus's equipment. A similar suit has also been filed by the parents of one of the students on the bus. In total, more than a dozen suits have been filed. That bus went off the road on I-84 in Orange County while on its way to a marching band camp in Pennsylvania. And the city council today is revealing the details of a new multi-million dollar plan to build a new mental health care facility.
That mental health care facility in East New York, a traditionally underfunded neighborhood, especially when it comes to mental health and addictions treatment. New York City Council Speaker Adrian Adams and fellow city council member Chris Banks delivered remarks at the START Treatment and Recovery Center. They have multiple locations, outpatient and inpatient, in Brooklyn and also in Manhattan. And after she presented a $3 million check to this center, Adams spoke about the city council's commitment to funding mental health services.
So we are laser focused on the needs of our New Yorkers that need mental health assistance. And the council is definitely in the pocket to look forward to doing everything that we can to lighten the load of those needing mental health care services.
The STAR program treats over 800 people in Brooklyn's underserved, usually underserved communities, and they are not just focused on mental health, but also job training and housing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East New York.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.